It's a bit dark, but I like this joke. It has the classic structure of a good one, setup and punchline. The setup line recognizes that we all fear encountering excruciating pain and prolonged suffering before death. Thus, it captures our attention, pulls us in, and makes us participants. Then the punchline comes. The unexpected is introduced, and we end up in a very different place than what we initially anticipated. For some reason, we like this. The surprise brings happiness and laughter. I love humor, and I love God. So it's natural that I wanted these two objects of my affection to love each other. That didn't appear likely. Humor is fluffy. God is profound and holy. Theology is serious. Jokes are silly, or so it seemed. Moreover, theology talks about all of life's big questions, but humor didn't seem to make theology's big questions cut. I really wanted this relationship to work out, but 2,000 years of theological reflection have mostly ignored humor as an area of interest. I began to fear that my desire to find connections between my faith and humor were just wishful thinking. Still, I couldn't let it go. Maybe it's because I was convinced that if humor brought joy and hope, and it does, God must be in there somewhere. However, I think the main reason I suspected that humor and God already had an intimate relationship was because humor is one of the main ways that I express love. I say, "I love you," to my wife and kids frequently, but not always with the words themselves. More often, it comes across by telling a joke, watching funny YouTube videos with the kids, teasing, or doing goofy things calculated to elicit groans. And when I employ groan-inducing dad humor, my kids' response is sometimes, "I hate you," which, when stated with a chuckle, really means, "I love you." At least, that's how I'm reading it. If I said, "I love you," directly to my friends, they would probably suspect that I recently had been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. But I try to express my love for them with reports of the most recent offbeat news stories I ran across. Funny occurrences in the classroom, mutually traded insults that morph into expressions of affection through the mystical prism of guy talk, and, again, jokes. I just couldn't bring myself to believe that one of the primary vehicles by which I communicate and receive love had nothing to do with God. Moreover, humor's "I love you" function presented a serious challenge to the charge that humor is too frivolous for service in the Christian life. If humor is a love delivery system for humans, it seemed likely that God just had to be in there somewhere, and that we might discover a healthy dose of LOL in God. Even though I'm sure God is not nearly as awkward as I am about communicating love, I still didn't see why humor couldn't be one of the ways God expresses his love for us. Then it hit me. I couldn't figure out why the baseball kept getting bigger and bigger, and then it hit me. One aha moment kicked my interest in potential connections between theology and humor into a higher gear. It was the realization that what we generally consider the bottom feeder in the comedic pond, the pun, actually requires a highly complex intellectual capacity. Getting it requires the ability to rapidly flip through a Rolodex of different possible meanings for words and phrases, and recognize the juxtaposition of two definitions. Without one of my highest mental processes, the so-called lowest form of humor fails to hit me in the funny bone. At the same time, the pun before is one that a second grader of average intelligence could understand. What happens when we move on?